Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I'm singing the phone number.
Trying to make it a jingle.
That's right. It doesn't have a very jingly, you know, cadence to it.
You know, I've seen it work for less memorable numbers.
Yes. Anyway, that is our telephone number, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. It is Free Talk Live. You are in the right place for the Sunday night edition in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about this article from EV Magazine, claiming that folks might be suffering from mass delusional psychosis. Because of COVID-19, what they really mean is because of, well, all the overreaction by governments and forcing people to do things they don't want to do.
Well, and a lot of it comes down to the fear-mongering.
Oh, of course it does. And belief, right? People get their information from the glowing box, right? That's the television, for those of you who aren't familiar with my witty retorts. They get their information from the glowing box, and they go, well, I've seen it on TV, it must be true. It must be. And these same people will say things like, well, you can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, you can't believe everything you see on the television either, pal.
But where'd you get that information? From the internet. Yeah.
But before we go on talking about that, let's go to, we have Scott in Florida calling. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're all right. I know America's not all right, and, you know, I wanted just to follow up the other night when I called you about how I was so pleased that Reddit day traders shorted GameStop and AMC.
Reddit people did not short GameStop. Wall Street shorted GameStop. The hedge fund shorted GameStop. Where the Reddit people bought GameStop.
Right.
Yeah, they did what is called a long, they owned it. They actually had the thing. It's not a short, it's
a
long.
Well, I'm happy what happened. I'm happy that Wall Street got beaten at its own game. Hedge fund managers deserve to be swindled just like they've been swindling the American people for generations. But what I didn't add to the conversation the other night, it hits home to me because do you remember when Lehman Brothers went bankrupt?
2008, right?
Do you remember that?
I remember 2008 very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, September 15th, 2008, it hit home for me because that was the day I got a call from my broker at Morgan Stanley, and he said, Scott, turn on the TV. And I said, why? He says, Lehman Brothers, they're going bankrupt. So he says, what are you saying? And he said, you know the $190,000 you had in common stock? I said, yeah. He said, it's gone.
And
my father...
Wait, did he advise you against doing that? Did he tell you it was a good idea to put $190,000 in one stock?
It was my father, my father's, and mine. We had it for years, and no one ever thought that Lehman Brothers would go out of business. It's like if Bank of America was going to go out of business or Citibank was going to go
out
of
business. Right, but you still, I mean, he should have advised you against having everything in one stock.
Yeah, putting all your eggs in one basket.
Stocks. I didn't lose everything, but I did lose $190,000. From Lehman Brothers, and
hang on, Scott. How long did you have the money in there before you lost it? Approximately, was it 5 years, 10 years?
Oh, maybe at least a decade.
Okay, so it was a long time that you had, and you were probably this was part of your retirement plan and your overall financial strategy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
And anyway, to make a long story short, everyone knows Lehman Brothers went bankrupt. But, it didn't have to, and it was deliberate by the greed and incompetence of one disgraced CEO by the name of Richard Fold. Does that name ring a bell to you, Fold, Richard Fold?
I believe I heard it during the 2008 fiasco, but I could be mistaken.
Yeah. He lives in a mansion in Greenwich, Connecticut. The point I'm making is he never went to jail. He needs to go to prison like Bernie Madoff. He's a multimillionaire. He never had to go into jail. He never was given fines.
And he never went bankrupt. In a regular system, in a free market system, if you're driving all these companies into the ground, you don't get to go home to your mansion.
You don't get to keep your bonuses.
Right.
Well, I was reading an article a few years ago. As far as I'm concerned, he's living very well. He lives in a mansion.
Oh, no, he is. Yes. I'm just saying, if this was a system that wasn't rigged, you can run a company into the ground, but then you lose everything, right? You can't bankrupt five companies and then go home to your mansion and your maids and your Lamborghinis.
Right. So, like, before the government got involved in the financial markets and banking in particular, there was something called responsibility that everybody had to sort of have, right? So if it was, you know, Scott and Son's bank, you opened a bank, you had to be very responsible with everybody's money. You had to only lend out, you know, a fraction of what you had on hand, because that was all the risk that you could afford to take with other people's money, because guess what? If you lent out too much and you lost on your bet, the people whose money you lost, they would come for you, right? So the government, of course, has put in protections, right, in the form of corporatism and assorted other banking rules.
And since you mentioned corporatism, like, that fundamentally is the difference here. So the individual human being actually making this decision doesn't suffer for it.
Right.
The liability goes to the corporation, whereas all of the potential profit goes to the individual. And that's the nature of the scam that is a corporation.
And, Scott, that's why you're... this guy, Mr. Fogg, is still living quite well in his mansion.
Yeah, Mr. Fogg, and he's not the only one. I mean, the other night, if your listeners don't remember, Jamie Dimon is another villain, J.P. Morgan.
Yeah.
He suppressed the price of precious metals. Who could forget Bernie Madoff, $55 billion, not million, billion. He wiped out investors. In fact, some committed suicide in 2008 when he's doing 150 years.
Yeah, isn't Madoff?
All of these people need to do jail time. All of them. You know, I want to leave you with a thought. If you rob a bank and you pass a teller a note and you say $10 or you're gonna go to jail. Even if you don't even use a firearm, you're going to jail.
Yep.
Banks are actually really easy to rob. They're pretty much instructed if you go in and say this is a robbery, give me money. That, you know, I can't be that opposed to robbing banks, but I your point is taken.
But there's no recourse for these scoundrels, and they are scum, and they are evil, and I don't want you to be annoyed with me.
I agree with you.
No, they're not all Jewish, but Richard Fuld was.
Except for the Jewish part.
And Jamie Dimon is, and unfortunately, when they cry about anti-Semitism, maybe what they really should cry about is that why are they committing these
Don't
crimes?
You think that kind of detracts from the issue, though? So the issue is banking and Ponzi schemes and scams and regulations. And whatever happens to these people for that, it's too good for them and something worse should happen. But I don't care about what ethnicity is doing it. Whoever's doing it should face really hard consequences and not be allowed back in any society ever.
Yeah, I mean, number one, you really shouldn't be looking at group membership. You should be looking at individuals performing actions. Number two, if you insist on looking at a group membership, look at the group that is these CEOs, these managers, not some kind of racial or religious identity.
A group you joined. You joined Chase Bank. You didn't join whatever bloodline.
Well, and let's not forget the relationship between these bankers and the government. These people jump back and forth between government jobs
and
banking jobs.
The bank and government, two different entities.
Okay, but
Can I say one more thing before it closes?
Okay, go ahead,
Sven. You mentioned the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, I heard when you were discussing it, just a fast remark on the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not federal. It's not a reserve. It's not part of the United States government. It's a private institution, and it is an evil, evil, evil bank, and it needs to be shut down, and we need to go back to sound money, such as gold and silver. But unfortunately, that's not going to be the case.
It's the most evil institution on the face of the earth that ever has or will be, I hope will be, but that ever has or is existed.
And it's worth mentioning that a sound form of money exists in cryptocurrency.
Matt Taibbi wrote a great article that details all of the people
who should be in jail as a result of the 2008 financial fiasco. You can go Google that. He wrote it for the Rolling Stone magazine. It's a great article that details everything. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for listening. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I just wanted to take a second to let you know, I've been accused recently of not promoting myself very well. Somebody that I've known for, I don't know, several months at least, probably close to 6 months, said, you do parody songs, Captain? I'm like, where have you been? Like, well, you don't do a very good job of promoting yourself. I'm like, I don't? So I just wanted to say, go to LordKickass.com if you enjoy Weird Al-style parody music. Except for I do far more, we'll say, cussing. Not all of my songs have cussing in them. For example, I did some, well, actually in cooperation with Ian here for Christmas, I rewrote some carols in the key of COVID. And I recorded one of them. It's The Little Lockdown Boy over at LordKickass.com. So if anybody's out there listening and you didn't know that I do parody music, go visit LordKickass.com, please, and thank you. So anyway, we were talking about this article from EV Magazine that says that a psychiatrist actually says Americans are suffering from mass delusional psychosis because of COVID-19. Now, you might be like, what? How is that possible? Well, it is. In the midst of mandatory masking, have you also noticed the glaring problem about people who get hysterical at those who refuse to wear a mask? I do. The scientific fact is that if someone doesn't want to assume the risk of infection, that person should be wearing a mask at all times when they venture outside.
Well, specifically an N95 or KN95 mask.
Correct. Or something even better than that. I mean, I've seen the actual masks that folks in clean room environments have to wear, mm-hmm. or folks in other medical environments have to wear. It's something out of, like, NASA. Hmm. You know, big pipes sticking out the sides, and, like, it's completely vacuum sealed.
Yeah, they do make, you know, systems that will protect you from the elements.
Right.
Whatever those elements happen to be. And if you're only going out when you have to because you thought this was actually the plague, you'd only be going to the grocery store, and whatever government agencies are requiring your presence. So you wouldn't be going out that much. So right. You wouldn't have to be buying filters like every day or anything like that.
Yet, in almost every encounter, we've observed people who tend to chastise others for not wearing a mask. They themselves have always only worn an ineffective paper or cloth mask. Why would these people act this irrationally? The answer, it's probably delusional psychosis, as mentioned by Dr. McDonald. If someone were serious about minimizing all risk of contracting the coronavirus, the correct way of achieving that would be to properly wear an N95 mask, as well as frequently wash and disinfect their hands. But those who are just putting on a cloth or paper mask, as they also constantly touch their face while they adjust their mask, are. They are in reality doing practically nothing to minimize the risk of infection. There's some neat graphics here.
Yeah, it shows the difference between your cloth mask, your paper mask, and an N95 mask.
Well, they are pretty stark, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about memes a little bit here tonight. There's a great meme that says, why can you wear anything for a mask? Because it's about obedience. It's not about your health.
Yeah, like when Richie Rich went to the Apple store with a much better mask, and they said, you need to wear this one, because it's not about it being effective. It's about optics.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, don't wear the far superior mask. Wear this crappy one, because all the folks are doing it.
You did need they to be give him one of the silly it. Blue ones?
Yes. They handed him the silly little disposable mask
what
and
you
said,
doing,
you need
Apple?
To wear this
Stop
instead.
It.
Genius is my ass.
Well, that's exactly what it's about, optics. You need to be seen complying.
Yet more often than not, we witness people who are more concerned with making sure others assume the responsibility for everyone else. If you don't wear a mask, you're effectively killing grandma, scream the pro-mask Nazis. Instead of sourcing and donating N95 masks to the elderly to ensure that grandma will be able to properly minimize the risk of getting infected, they'd rather yell and threaten others who would dare question the effectiveness of even wearing a mask at all. Instead of facing reality, the delusional person would rather live in their world of make-believe. But in order to keep faking reality, they'll have to make sure that everyone else around them also pretends to live in their imaginary world. In simpler words, the delusional person rejects reality. And in this rejection of reality, others have to play along with how they view the world. Otherwise, their world will not make sense to them. It's why the delusional person will get angry when they face someone who doesn't conform to their worldview.
Now, and you do see that behavior in a lot of different worldviews.
Well, I see it in religion.
Mm-hmm.
And not all religions, but I expect that it probably has occurred in all religion at one point or another. Somebody says, no, my way is the correct way to believe, and if you don't believe that way, why, you're going to hell or whatever it is, right?
Right. You know? And, I mean, why would someone get angry for you disagreeing with them? Well, one very specific reason is because you are calling into question their worldview. And that is something that people find incredibly uncomfortable. Because, frankly, they're not totally certain about their worldview being correct. And you're putting a demand on their ability to process information.
And they'd rather be comfortable than right at the end of the day. Because if that wasn't the case, they'd be like, well, hey, oh, somebody not wearing a mask doesn't really prove you're wrong here.
Okay.
It would be like, well, hey, here's a new allegation or new evidence. Let me look at this, because maybe I'm wrong about something, and if I find out I'm wrong about something, I can quit being wrong. Thank you for telling me I was wrong, so now I can stop it.
We experienced something like this in the freedom communities,
mm-hmm.
With folks who might not be exposed to our philosophies. And we start talking about things like, maybe there shouldn't be a government. And they go, who will build the roads? Right? We've made them uncomfortable with their belief system. They believe that, for whatever reason, they believe that without government, roads would not exist.
I'm more of a fan of just sitting down with them and explaining the various ways you could get roads without a state.
Right.
And that's great when people are actually trying to find new information.
But I'm sure...
Hey, that's new information. It makes them a little bit curious. But when they respond not with curiosity, not even with dismissal, but with anger.
Right. And I've had this happen when trying to explain how roads might be possible. The person gets angry, visibly, like, spitting angry.
If they're no longer engaging, then you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
You can't convert somebody who doesn't want to be converted. And you can't help somebody who doesn't want to be helped.
Right. But I'm just saying that mass delusion exists far more frequently in this world than the average person is willing to accept.
Oh, yeah. Statism is the world's largest religion.
And it's truly humiliating when you realize that you have been participating in a mass delusion. So that's part of why people respond as if you are attacking their very essence if you disagree with them.
Indeed. 603-283-6160. Have you experienced somebody suffering from mass psychological delusion regarding the COVID? Where Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
When you're coping with bad news and the news media come calling, and they will, don't clam up. As notorious political figures find out the hard way, the cover-up can be worse than the crime. So get out in front of unfavorable news about your company, your group, or organization, or yourself. The sooner you confront a negative story, the sooner it will be over. Responding as quickly to negative stories as you do to positive ones enhances your credibility. Hiding embarrassing information or lying will do more damage than damage control. Never stonewall. Tell your side of the story, use specifics, and detail what corrective action has already been taken. Respond in kind. If the issue is emotional, don't sound like a cold, unemotional Mr. Spock. For more tips on critical communication skills for the way things are now, hit survivalspeech.com. I'm Holly.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of 10 Senate Republicans are requesting a meeting with President Biden to discuss their counterproposal to his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. The group, led by Maine Senator Susan Collins, will unveil more details of their plan on Monday, but in a letter to the White House outlined a measure to renew certain unemployment benefits that will otherwise expire in March. They also propose allocating $160 billion for vaccine distribution, testing, and contact tracing efforts. The White House says they are currently reviewing the senator's proposal. Thousands took to the streets in several Russian cities for a second straight Sunday to protest the detention of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. At least 5,000 of those protesters, including Navalny's wife, were detained. Navalny was arrested earlier this month when returning from Germany, where he'd spent several months recovering from being poisoned with a nerve agent, Novichok. Navalny blames the Kremlin for his poisoning. This is USA Radio News. The entire legal team working on former President Trump's impeachment trial has reportedly quit. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Former President Trump's five impeachment defense attorneys have left a little more than a week before his trial is set to begin. Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier have unexpectedly quit the team. Sources say it was a mutual decision for both to leave. Josh Howard, a North Carolina attorney who was recently added, has also left. Johnny Glaser and Greg Harris from South Carolina are also no longer involved with the case. Sources say that the president wanted the attorneys to argue there was mass election fraud. The attorneys wanted to focus on the legality of convicting a president after he's left office. The attorneys had not yet been paid any advance fees, and a letter of intent was never signed. The former president has only a week to retain attorneys, as legal briefs are due, and the trial is set to begin only a few days after.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. You're in the right place. You've tuned into the right station. You've streamed the right stream. You're listening to the right podcast or otherwise gaining audio in some way, shape, or form. I read an article recently that they've devised a way to send audio signals to your head without any sort of like receiver or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So perhaps Free Talk Live can get on that station. Anyway, our number, if you want to join the conversation, is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been discussing this article from EV Magazine claiming that Americans are suffering from mass delusional psychosis. And this one says it's just because of COVID-19. And, of course, we know that when they say COVID-19, we mean the government's overreach and all of their mandates surrounding COVID-19, not the actual disease itself.
Including in case there are people out there that think they're different, the mass media's approach to it.
Oh, yes, indeed. Continuing on, because objective reality threatens to unravel their carefully crafted imaginary world, the delusional person lashes out at others who dare act in contradiction to their delusions. Wearing a mask becomes more about social solidarity than it is about following the science.
Fauci actually suggested that a little while ago.
Well, really?
Yeah, didn't he also suggest wearing more than one mask?
I haven't looked that up to see if that was accurate yet, but I know he said the thing about... Well, first of all, he lied, but he said, well, it's more for, you know, a signal. It's more for signaling, basically.
Wow.
It's virtue signaling is what it is. I read somewhere that Fauci is the highest paid government employee.
Huh.
That makes makes it sound like he makes millions of dollars. It was like $250 or $275.
Right, but that's his salary, right? We know that when people get into government positions, they use their positions to benefit financially in other ways, i.e., chumming up with people to, you know, make sure that their business gets favored over some other business.
Well, yeah,
and then
I mean,
later on down the line, you know, they'll give a donation to their campaign or otherwise, you know, benefit them financially in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, the most straightforward way was said to me is, why would someone spend millions of dollars to get a job that pays $100,000?
Right.
There is a reason.
There's many of them. At any rate, wearing a mask becomes more about social solidarity than it is about following science. Instead of rethinking their worldview, they have to compel others to fit into the reality of their own making. Take a look at the example of how this physician in Ontario had his account suspended for daring to point out the truth. This is Gil Nimni, MD. It looks like a Twitter. I can't help but shake my head tonight. I just finished my shift at the COVID-19 assessment center at my hospital. I decided to walk through my ER on my way to the change room. Empty! In all caps, he says. I shake my head at my colleagues who go on Twitter and TV ranting about how our ER is crazy.
That doesn't even make sense because you don't stay in the ER if something bad. If you were sick to that degree, you wouldn't stay in the ER. That's not what the ER is for. The ER is for stabilization.
True, but you do see the same thing with ICUs. People are talking about, oh, no, they're all full up, and no, there's no one in the intensive care unit.
Not any more full than they have been historically during a flu season. It's the same kind of delusion that drives religious... Oh, I pointed this out earlier.
Right.
Oh, nice. It's the same kind of delusion that drives religious fanatics who would kill their own daughters because she dared to dishonor her family. In those societies, not only are the honor killings acceptable, but the killers are normally protected by their own family members. In our society today, fueled by the COVID-induced delusion, it's acceptable to kick a toddler off a plane for not wearing a mask when there's evidence that toddlers rarely spread the virus. It's acceptable for tech companies to suspend a physician's social media account because he dared contradict the message that's being fed to the public about COVID-19. Those who are authoritarian in nature don't care about seeking out the truth. Rather, they prefer to seek out authority. It's one of the reasons why you are seeing so many people who'd happily approve the silencing of any medical experts whose views contradict the WHO or the CDC guidelines. Obey the rules becomes the more important item rather than questioning if the rules were legitimate to begin with. And we've seen that, the Great Barrington Declaration, signed by tens, 20, 30, 40,000 medical professionals and hundreds of thousands of other people, and it's barely gotten a mention. We've mentioned it here repeatedly on Free Talk Live, but of course, the science is settled, and nobody will have any of it. But there have been brave souls who dared to defy authority when they knew that the truth was on their side. A classic example is Galileo Galilei. Well, that's an interesting name.
Galileo Galilei?
Galileo Galilei, yes.
Yeah.
Who dared question the ruling power's claim that the sun revolves around the earth. It does seem rather tragic that just like Galileo, who was sentenced to a life under house arrest for daring to question the ruling authority's narrative during the Renaissance, those of us today who are also questioning the mainstream authority science on COVID-19 pandemic will end up like Galileo, as we, too, are placed under complete house arrest. If this sounds like an exaggeration, keep in mind how there have already been talks about banning access to facilities for those who refuse to receive the vaccine. Ticketmaster, for example, is requiring a person's proof of vaccination before they could attend public events. Even Andrew Yang, the former Democratic presidential candidate, is asking if it's possible to deploy proof of vaccination barcodes so that we can track those who refuse to be vaccinated.
And you definitely see us ramping up for that even here in New Hampshire, where they had in place a vaccine registry, but it was optional.
Yep.
You could opt out of it. You had to opt into it. And if you had any religious objections, they wouldn't impose it. And then his so-called excellency decided that he is the entire legislative branch as well and repealed those parts of that law so that it's now mandatory for every vaccination that is done in this state to be recorded in the same place.
Yep.
And that is obviously a first step to refusing services to those that don't have whatever vaccines they decide are necessary.
Perhaps the most important point mentioned by Dr. McDonald is the lasting negative effect this mass paranoia will have on future generations. Dr. McDonald has witnessed the highest increase of psychiatric issues among his young patients ever since the lockdowns and their closures started. They've suffered more than I've ever seen in my 9 years of private practice, he said in a panel discussing the reopening of schools. He gave an example of a local homeowners association deciding to close their private park because they noticed that children are playing on the grass without wearing a mask. I think we covered that story here on Free Talk Live. This was dangerous because while children were rolling around on the grass, they're also touching it and therefore could potentially spread or pick up the virus from the grass.
There's way worse things that are normally in the ground than a cold.
They could potentially spread or pick up the virus from the grass and kill their grandparents when they go home with the virus.
Like, can I just sign a I won't go around old people waiver? Like, if this is actually the problem, if I'm going to kill this guy's grandparents, can I just, like, promise not to go around them?
And a quick mention on the playing in the grass thing, too. Like, okay, yes, it does potentially contain some pathogens. However, it also contains the bacteria that are necessary for your microbiome.
Yes.
So if children specifically do not get that stuff in their mouths and in their digestive tracts, they won't be able to digest their food. It will cause them all sorts of medical problems throughout their life, including allergies.
Yeah. If you take children and put them in a bubble where nothing ever bad gets into them, right? They're not going to build their immune system. And they're going to be malfunctioning adults every time they're out of that bubble.
And not just won't build their immune system, but human beings cannot on our own digest our food. We rely on bacteria to do the lion's share of the work.
Yep.
And if we don't get that helpful bacteria into our system, then it's going to kill us.
To your point about the elderly, COVID had a nickname early on. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah.
What is it?
Can I say that?
The Boomer Doomer. The Boomer Doomer. Right, because all the baby boomers are getting old now. 603-283-6160 is our phone number if you'd like to comment on the mass psychosis surrounding COVID-19. More Free Talk Live on the way.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Live. We're here 7 nights a week, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, Peakless Mountaineer, and Melanie tonight. And we've been talking about this article from EV Magazine that claims that folks are suffering from mass delusional psychosis as a result of, well, this says COVID-19, but we all know that it's a result of the government mandates and lockdowns.
And media hysteria.
And media hysteria. And just people get uncomfortable when their beliefs are challenged. And some of these people have their beliefs so deeply rooted in their favorite media program, whether it's Fox or CNN or, you know, you name it, whatever television program they're watching, that they can't get over it. They can't get by it. And so, of course, this makes them angry when confronted with new information that might challenge their belief.
Well, and there is a natural anxiety that people feel when you point out that where they are, what they are trusting is not worthy of the trust they give it.
Yeah.
Because that puts the impetus on them to, okay, well, if I stop trusting this, that means that I have to put forth the effort to do something I don't know how to do, which is find a worthwhile source of information.
Right. Now, we run into this in the freedom community anyway when we talk to folks about, you know, our belief that government should not exist because it violates consent and just in its existence. And people will, of course, get angry at us for suggesting such a thing. And I equate that to people's reaction, the getting mad part. I equate that to, not equate, I think it happens in part because people lie to children all the time. Specifically, I'm thinking about Santa Claus in this particular instance, right? Hmm. People lie to children about Santa Claus, right? And these are their parents, right? The people that they're supposed to trust the most, the people who feed them and clothe them and take care of them, right? Because kids aren't able to take care of themselves. And then these people, for whatever reason, decide, hey, you know what? There's a jolly fat man, you know, who's going to come down a chimney and leave you some presents once a year. Right? It's a straight lie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you're a kid and you're listening, Santa Claus is not real, by the way.
And that's got to be absolutely heartbreaking, not only to realize that there is no Santa Claus, but to realize that you've been lied to about the physical existence of this person.
By the most authoritative people in your life.
The ones that are ordinarily the ones you can be most certain actually have your best interests at heart.
Right. So basically, they've ripped away your reality. Right? You've believed them all up until this point in your life, until you discover or are otherwise told that Santa Claus does not exist. And it's the same reaction, right? You rip out somebody's reality. It takes a kid a while to recover from that if they, you know, if they're not told in the right way, or if they, you know, they get angry at their parents. You said Santa Claus was real. They get angry. In the same way that people do when you start talking about how government exists in violation of consent, right? They get angry at you because they believe government is necessary and it's real.
What do you
they
mean there's the no government reaction. Benevolence?
Right. And the same thing applies here to people who question the narrative about COVID-19 and the government overreaction. People believe what the television has told them. And when you dare to question that or present them with new information, they also get angry in the same way the children get angry when they find out Santa Claus.
If it was a lie, they couldn't put it on TV.
So speaking of children, this generation of children is basically not only being traumatized, but also being taught to accept the feeling of unjustified guilt about themselves just for being children.
Yeah, imagine a kid who's told, because everyone's freaking out that they're playing on the grass, they're being told that they can't play outside because it might kill grandpa if they did.
Right. And these comments are not an exaggeration, as the comments on YouTube showed countless adults calling the toddler who refused to put on a mask a brat for acting like a normal toddler.
Just a normal person, really, at that point.
Yeah. It's not normal for children to grow up thinking that everyone is a danger to everyone else. We can thank the adults who are perpetuating this trauma due to their mass delusions. And in closing, as Dr. McDonald stated in one of his talks, he is concerned about the ultimate end of society's delusional psychosis. It's not unthinkable that the final outcome would be total societal control on every aspect of your life. Consider this. The end point of a mentally ill person is for them to be put under a controlled environment. That's an institution like an asylum, for example, where all of their freedoms are restricted. And it's looking more and more like that's the end point of where this mass psychosis is heading. So, I can't disagree with this psychiatrist.
Yeah, and
Dr. McDonald, spot on.
And what's terrible right now is that the people at the moment who are most in risk of being put in some kind of institution, of asylum, are actually the ones that are going, well, wait, let's look at the evidence.
Right. And that's, we here at Free Talk Live have continued to espouse, hey, look at the evidence. What does the evidence say? Can you point to the facts? Can you point to, you know, real, tangible, you know, items that show that this is indeed the case? And over again, yes, COVID is a disease. People are going to get it, right? I think we're all probably going to get it eventually. Right?
Well, most of us have probably had it.
But it's certainly not the boomer doomer that they led everybody to believe it was when it first came out with their faulty models about contagions and all that kind of thing. There is one more bit here at the end of this article. It looks like a tweet from, I don't know who this person is, Candace Owens. But the tweet says, it's pretty incredible to consider that right now, governments are like, in order to keep you safe, we need to impoverish you, imprison you, force mask and vaccinate you, plus separate you from your family. And there are millions of people out there that are just like, okay.
Yeah, that's the part that gets, like, they should not have been able to do this.
No.
Even if they did the replace your income thing that some other countries did, like, that would be really bad, but at least it would make sense. But the government just walked up to people one day a year ago and was like, hey, how about you just be unemployed indefinitely? And they were like, all right. And that was it.
Yeah, and look at, like, each level of this is a tip of the iceberg on something enormous. Okay, so one of the things that we're having a big societal argument about is free speech, like yes. whether hate speech laws should exist and all of that. I mean, the most automatic, I mean, literally unstoppable form of self-expression is your face. Like, if you feel an emotion, your face will show it, even if it's for only a fraction of a second.
Yep.
And that is absolutely stopped. And people are okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't safe in places that have large amounts of valuables that are able to be carried in hands
right.
away. Like, you need to look, have situational awareness and look at people and be like, that guy looks like he's about to rob the place. That guy is looking for the bathroom, and that guy
looks like he's stoned or
yeah,
whatever.
Like
right?
Yeah, like but you can't. So
yeah, and another level of it is okay. Well, we're just going to stop the economy. I mean, there was a time where people were suspicious that the government might take over the economy and that would be a problem.
Surprise!
And no, we're cool with it. Well, how about we just arbitrarily tell you that you are now imprisoned? Not for doing anything, just for existing. Well, now you're locked in your house.
Yeah, there was a bit of commotion around the prison industrial complex for a while. People questioning how come there's so many prisons being built and why are most of them being built by private companies? You know, instead of being built, you know, by the government, for example. I mean, they were being built by, you know, in cooperation, but, you know, whatever.
They contracted it out, but now it's just like this guy's prison.
Right. Now, yeah, the Dave F. Smith prison or whatever it is. And so that kind of went away, right? We didn't hear much more about that further. I didn't anyway. Maybe I stopped paying attention to it closely, but it seemed to have fallen off the radar as far as the mainstream media is concerned. And then I realized when this all kicked in, what was the terminology that they used? Lockdown. We're going to put everybody into lockdown. What is that? That's a prison term.
Yeah, right? Why did they stop building the prisons? Well, so, because they decided to use your house instead.
Bingo. They were just like, oh, we don't need to build anything when people already have a place to stay. We'll just make sure they stay there. The prison is your mind. You have the ability to take off the mask and go outside and go wherever you want to right now. This will only end when you do. There's no government entity that's going to come in and be like, okay, it's all over. You guys can go back to normal now.
You're the savior you've been waiting for on this.
More Free Talk Live on the way.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.